It's good to be here this morning to be able to preach to you another lesson from the Word of God. And today, I'm going to be talking about anger and why we should control our anger and not let it control our emotions. And in Proverbs 14, 16 through 17, it reads, And it reads, "One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. A man of quick temper acts foolishly. A man of evil devices is hated." When we don't control our anger, it can take over. It takes over and makes us do things that we wouldn't do, that we normally wouldn't do. Anger reveals our foolishness. It makes us think that what we are doing is justified. And in all honesty, it's really what we are doing is not justified. Proverbs 29:20, verse 22 also reads that we should that anger creates more problems. Proverbs 29, verse 22. And it reads, "A man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression." Our anger creates more problems. It doesn't solve any problems or conflicts with others. Whenever we react out of anger, it will only escalate the situation, and in the end, cause more problems. Also, in Proverbs 30, verse 33, it reads, For pressing milk produces curds, pressing the nose produces blood, and pressing anger produces strife." What this verse is telling us is that there's a cause and effect for everything. When we churn milk, you make butter. When you twist your nose, it bleeds. And when you stir up anger, it causes more problems. In Proverbs 25, verse 28, it reads, "A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls." When we don't have self-control, we show that we are defenseless and are showing that we are not true disciples. We are vulnerable, and it shows that we are vulnerable and we fall from the path of God when we don't control our anger. Sometimes something doesn't go our way, we get upset and lose control of our emotions and do unrational things. This leaves us open to Satan and his evil. And in Proverbs 22:24-25, it tells us not to be around people who are very angry and who have a hot temper. Proverbs 22:24-25 reads, "Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourselves in a snare." This verse is trying to tell us that we shouldn't associate ourselves with hot-tempered people. We are putting our souls at risk by associating with people who react with a hot temper and lose control of their emotions. And with that being said, there's also reasons why we should control our anger. In Proverbs 16:32, it reads, "Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules the spirit than he who takes a city." Strength of character is greater than physical strength. We gain more respect and appreciation from others when we show our strength in controlling our anger and being able to control our emotions and not let our anger get the better of us. It also shows wisdom. In Proverbs 14, verse 29, it reads, Proverbs 14, verse 29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is hasty, who has a hasty temper, exalts folly. And with that being said, we need to keep this in mind and instead of reacting to difficult situations, we need to be calm and speak with reasoning, controlling our anger in the heat of moment. And it shows our wisdom when we control our anger. And that gets into how we should restrain from anger. In Proverbs 15, verse 1, it reads, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Uncontrolled anger does not make people want to do what you want. Anger doesn't bring an apology, and it also doesn't solve problems. It only escalates the situation. Anger causes more problems, and in the end, brings more anger. So when we think that someone has wronged us, we need to remember to speak to them calmly and mature, in a mature manner, so that not only do we not get frustrated and get angry, so that the other person can hear us out and see where our frustration is coming from. In Proverbs 15, verse 18, it reads, "A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quits contention." You need to realize that it's always better to listen before jumping to a conclusion. You need to stop, think, and look at the situation before we jump to conclusion, get angry. Because getting angry is just going to cause more grief. And it's a command that we should not get angry, and we should listen before we speak. In James 1, chapter 1, verse 19 through 20, it reads, James chapter 1, verse 19 through 20. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and speak slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. In conclusion, we need to listen more and react less. We need to listen more to what others have to say rather than coming up with an argument in our minds of what the other person is about to say. Anger only brings out the evil in us. It pulls us away farther from God and our Father. So we must be slow to anger. If you are here today and need prayers of the church or need to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, we ask that you come to prayer as we stand and as we sing the song of invitation.